The serpent has always been associated with the feminine, and the serpent has gotten a really bad rap in the West. We've associated with the devil, we associated with the loss of innocence that we suffered when we were cast out of the garden. We associated with everything that is not of spirit. What's important for us to understand is that there is nothing that is not of spirit, nothing. And that the serpent is the most essential representation of the feminine, of sexuality, of passion. The double helix of DNA is the two serpents that are coiled around each other that we even have represented in the symbol of medicine, in the caduceus of medicine, where we have two serpents that are intertwined, that acquired wings. And this is the emblem of healing in the West. In the East, the serpent is the kundalini that is associated with the awakening of consciousness, the rising of the serpent of the kundalini through the chakras that brings us into direct communion with the divine. The serpent represents the primal feminine, the essential feminine, the divine feminine. And I'd like to invite you to be open to shifting the cultural interpretation that we have of this most extraordinary creature that walks always with her belly on the belly of the mother, that knows how to shed her skin, that knows about sensuality, that knows about sinuousness, that knows the ways of the feminine. This is the serpent that brought us the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and that brought the fruit of the tree of knowledge to Eve, to the feminine. The interpretation of this myth is that it's through the power of consciousness, which is what the serpent represents, consciousness that is still raw and undifferentiated, that as we receive the fruits of this consciousness, we can awaken ourselves to understanding the difference between good and evil, not to live in this absorbed, unconscious state where we cannot tell personally the difference between good and evil, where we need law and mandates imposed upon us to tell us this is right and this is wrong. 40 years ago, we believed that it was right for black people to sit in the back of the bus. And everybody believed that that was right. Well, that was before we had the awakened understanding of the difference between good and bad personally. So the awakening of the serpent is the awakening of our own responsibility to acquire a sense of ethics that is greater than the mores of the moment, that may say that people of color, that women are not the equals of men, that the Jews are not deserve to be in this world, that Christians need to be exterminated, that it allows us to break free of the prejudice imposed upon us by the blind that are leading the blind, and to awaken to a personal sense of ethics that are universal, to tell the difference truly between good and evil personally, not because of what the culture or because of what daddy or what the government says, but because of what our heart tells us is true. This is the deep meaning of the serpent. And to do that, of course, we also awaken our own passion.